One of the most powerful things that you can do is live very intentional. And one of the ways that you can do that, especially because, man, this is the oil podcast, we love oils, is by setting the tone of your home with essential oils. Let's get into it. I'm going to tell you some of my favorite essential oils to set the mood and set the tone in the morning, during the day, and at night so that you can truly have a sanctuary home, a place where your family feels safe, where you can thrive, where you can escape from the chaos and the confusion and sometimes the cynicism of the world and bask in the oil goodness and of love and of hope and of joy and all the good things. So let's get into it today. We're going to talk about my favorite diffuser blends.
You're listening to the Essential Oil Coach Podcast.
Hi friend, Callie Wilson here. I'm a certified holistic health coach and essential oil business mentor. And this is a podcast about making better choices, living a better life, and building an amazing business. If you are really ready to supercharge your health, revamp your home, and take your coaching practice and your essential oil business to the next level, then you're in the right place. Stay right here because we're going to play. It's really interesting when people come to me for coaching, whether it's I want to get my business in order or I want to get my life in order and relaunch my life, or I'm a mom struggling, I'm working, but I feel like I'm losing at home and there's just a lot of yelling and fighting and kids not listening. One of the things I always do when a client comes to me is I sit them down and I say, tell me how you really want to feel. Why don't we start setting the tone of your life and then build your life around it with maybe environmental changes, maybe a flip in the schedule, maybe it is giving you some better skill sets so you can act better and be better. And anyway, that's really how every coaching session begins, by establishing how you want to feel. Secondly, because I love oils, I generally will discover initially the oils that will help them to feel this way or promote those calm, cheerful, less stressful feelings fast and easily. Now, the cool thing about oils is if you get into the science of oils, you realize that they affect the olfactory system, which is directly connected to the limbic system in the brain. The limbic system is controlled, helps control emotions and behavioral responses. Essential oils are also very cool because they are, they contain messenger molecules, molecules that can penetrate the body through the skin, through smell. You can even take essential oils, CPTG ones, doTERRA ones, internally, and they literally impact your biochemistry, cellular biochemistry, which is fascinating and it's fun. It's really fun to learn about. Knowing this, wherever you are in your life, the cool thing is if you know the right oils to use and you can pause and reflect, if you're getting frustrated, how do I really want to feel? What feelings do I want to lean into? You can grab an essential oil and immediately change the tone and restore that harmony, restore that peace, restore that happiness that you desire within seconds. It's pretty incredible.
What's up, everybody?
Hey, this is Ava and I joining you. We want to tell you really quickly, if you haven't joined the Holistic Parenting Summit, you got to do it. Say you got to do it.
You got to do it.
It's right around the corner. It's only a few days away. We're gathering some of the world's most renowned psychology, parenting, holistic health experts. It's going to be incredible. You'll get so much out of it. Even if you're not a parent, we've had people attend saying, this was the best mindset training I've ever gotten, or gosh, I'm totally going to detoxify my home. So join Ava and I and the rest of the crew. Head on over to CallieWilson.com or HolisticParentingSummit.com and get registered. I'm really digging this book right now called Willpower Doesn't Work by Benjamin Hardy. One of the reasons why I love it is because how often do we set a goal? Maybe it's to eat healthy. Yet, you know, the box of donuts that your husband brought home from work are sitting on the kitchen counter. And as much as you want to eat healthy, you're just tempted. And before you know it, you've gobbled not one, but three of them, right? And he basically says, you know, so many times coaches out there will say, we've got to work on your thoughts. You got to work on your thoughts. And if you just work on your thoughts and your willpower and your goals, then everything's going to be great. And you're going to get these huge goals and you're going to lose pounds, you know, all the pounds, and you're going to have these great relationships. But he says only part of that is actually true. People that just do that don't really see sustainable changes and have amazing breakthroughs unless they change their environment too. And there's many different ways that you can change your environment, right? If you want to actually be successful with a healthy diet, you've got to eliminate, go through with a garbage bag and throw away the ice cream, throw away the chips, throw away all the things that you do not consume, and don't bring those things into your home. You've got to build what they call traction towards the things that you desire and friction between the things that you don't. You've got to make it more difficult for yourself to have the donut or have the cookie. It's the same with so many different things. Your environment matters. And that's why, to me, essential oils are so powerful, because in an instant, they can change the air that you breathe. They literally can change the environment. And so for me, one of the very first things that I do first thing in the morning is I start with a diffuser blend, intentional, that kind of corresponds to how I want my day to go. Maybe what projects I'm working on, what I need to get done takes priority with an essential oil blend. So some mornings, like this morning in particular, oh, I wanted a slow morning. I had a really busy day yesterday. I didn't get back till very late last night. I was at an oil event, ironically, last night. And I just wanted to spend a quiet day with my daughter. So there was a specific blend that I put in my diffuser to make that happen. Now, sometimes I start my morning light and fresh with citrus oils, wild orange, grapefruit, tangerine, three drops each are some of my favorite. But today, because I was having just you know those days where it's just heavy and you're just going, I have so much to do, and no matter what I do, I feel guilty because I'm spending time with kids. I feel bad that I'm not working, or if I'm working too much, I feel bad that I'm not spending enough time with my kids. Or while you're spending time with your kids, you're like, dang it, I didn't rotate the laundry. You know those days when they're kind of guilt-ridden and it's kind of self-inflicted? Well, there's a really great combination that I love for days like this. Days where you're like, I'm just going to enjoy today and be really present. I'm going to encourage you to get out your Siberian fir and your juniper berry. Now, this combination was actually given to me by my dear friend Desiree Delaney. She actually just changed her name. So if you know Desiree Mangan-Dogg, who is fabulous, she just changed her name, launched a new book called Elements of Emotion. But she said, if you are struggling with that feeling of persistent guilt, and it's almost like the living in the sea of shoulds, I should do this, I should do this, I should do this, pull out Siberian fir and juniper berry. So I put about three drops of each in a diffuser, ran it all morning. My daughter and I cleaned the kitchen together, singing Disney songs and Baby Shark, and it was the best morning. Now she's in dance practice right now. But sometimes you just need that slow morning, and you need to push, you know, the reset on the guilt and say, not today, not on my time. Today I'm going to savor my morning and do things more effortlessly. Do the dishes with the Disney music, okay, people? It's really fun. So try that blend. Another blend that I really love in the morning as well is peppermint and a citrus, right? So peppermint and wild orange, peppermint and grapefruit, peppermint and lemon. Those oils, citrus oils, are going to help you to just concentrate a little bit better, focus a little bit better. That peppermint or spearmint is going to provide that pep that excitement, that liveliness to get you going in the morning. Really, really great. I often also clean with spearmint and eucalyptus. If you want to de-junk, if you're ready to get your house in order, to get fresh, however you want to get fresh, use the spearmint and eucalyptus. So again, I generally put about 5 drops of spearmint, 3 drops of eucalyptus. It's really about personal preference, but this is the blend I typically diffuse in bedrooms that I'm trying to clean and get back into order. Now, we all have different daily habits, different daily rituals, routines, good or bad, right? You want to, again, change your environment. You've got to look at not only your physical environment, but your time environment, how you're consuming your time, what you're doing. You've got to look at your rituals, right? The way you do things, the way you wake up in the morning, the way you eat, what you eat, put in your body, you know. For me, the first thing I do in the morning, I get up. I try to actually stay in bed an extra 10 minutes to meditate, just to calm my brain. My brain, the instant that I wake up, is ready to serve. It's like, okay, got to do all these things. And instead of engaging immediately, I try to be quiet and reflective, offer a prayer, do some study before getting the kids up, right? Then it's time to get the kids off to school, get them ready, out the door. And when they're gone, I have about an hour between when they're gone to when I actually have to work. And I work at home, go into my home office. Generally, a lot of my work is on Zoom. I get to coach clients from all over the world via Zoom, which is pretty incredible. But it's really important for me to walk into my office and to immediately have my diffuser going. And the cool thing about oils is the more you get to know about them, the more you get to understand your personal preference and what you need to move you through whatever goal that you're trying to work on. And so for me, interesting enough, I consistently go to a blend called Elevation. Elevation can be purchased. You can go to my website, calliewilson.com, learn more about oils there. But Elevation is my go-to whenever I'm working on a big project. And one of the reasons why I love it so much is it gives me permission to rise above my current pain or my current frustration or my current, just not knowing how I'm going to finish something, maybe. It allows me to rise above and tap into higher levels of understanding and inspiration. Sometimes when we're in the thick of things, maybe you're going through something really difficult and you just don't know how you're going to get through it, you need to have a more eternal perspective. You need to have a perspective beyond your finite understanding. And so grabbing an oil like Elevation, an oil blend like Elevation, or a combination of oils that include, I would say, citrus oils, a hint of Melissa, a hint of some type of mint, can help you rise above and work on things in a higher level. Maybe this also applies if you are consuming too much media, too much news, too much controversy. If you can start paying attention to what you're consuming and what you're saying chronically, it can also give you an indication of where you're playing in life, right? If you are chronically in other people's business, if you're chronically talking about things outside of your control, maybe it's time to pull back a little bit, rise above, and be more intentional about how you want to feel and what you desire to accomplish in this life. So Elevation, one of my favorite oils in my office. And like I mentioned, I also have Melissa as well. I love to combine Melissa with lemongrass. Sometimes I just need a powerful day that's commanding in focus. And again, in that Elevation, in regards to viewpoint, that's another great one. And then I also love arbor vitae. That I don't even blend it with anything. I just diffuse arbor vitae. Again, if you're a high achiever, if you've got lists that you've got to check off every morning, sometimes we need to calm the logical mind and surrender to the heart. And so Elevation, again, rises you above those circumstances so you can see things differently. Things like wood oils, arbor vitae, for instance, frankincense, are going to help to calm that logical mind, help you sink into the heart, help you make more soulful decisions so you can stay soul synced. So anyway, those are some of the fun oils that I have in my office diffusing every single day. Not all of them all the time, depending on what I want, the results that I desire, that's what I'm diffusing to set the tone of my workday. Okay, let's talk about night. Let's talk about diffusing oils, whether they're single oils or blends that really help you set the mood at night. And something that I've been reflecting on a lot lately is the importance of not only a slow morning, but also a slow night. In America, I know some of you are tuning in from all over the world, which is so fun. I'm so glad you're here. Something that I've been thinking of is how we are born into a culture where work really is valued. Work, work, work. Burn the candle from both ends. Work until you bleed. If you're not putting forth into a tremendous amount of work, right, you're not doing enough. And I've been just thinking about just goal setting and the reality of, you know, if you want to accomplish big things in this life, you have to double down and pour into yourself and make sure that you are taking care of your physical health, your emotional health, your mental health. And one of the ways you can do that is to have slower night rituals. Hey, real quick, if you're listening, you've been tuning into this podcast, first off, thank you. I so appreciate it. It's been really fun to read your comments, to hear your feedback. I would really appreciate it if you're willing to do this for me. I would just love it if you could give me a review. If you could rate the podcast, I'd love 5-star reviews, obviously. But I want to know what you're thinking. I want to know what you're feeling. I want to answer questions that you have. So if you don't mind, leave a review and then shoot an email to me, support@calliewilson.com. If you have questions that you want me to answer, or reach out on Instagram or Facebook. I want to know how to serve you best. I want to know what you want to hear more of or hear less of. I want to know. But again, this podcast is different than any other podcast in regards to essential oils because we talk about oils, but I really give you some powerful life coaching advice to help you up level all aspects of your life. That's what I love to do. I love holistic life transformation. So if you love the podcast, review it, please rate it, please share it, and let's spread some good news all over the world. Now, like I mentioned in the podcast earlier, if you want to actually get your goals, you've got to change your environment, right? You've got to be aware of what's happening in the bedroom. If you have your laptop in the bedroom, if you have a TV in your bedroom, your willpower isn't going to work so hard as you're contemplating, should I go to bed at 10 or should I watch that Netflix show, right? And so one of the things you've got to do is make sure that your environment is conducive to a peaceful night's rest. So I love my husband because he's such a good example in so many ways, but he doesn't watch TV at night ever. I'm the one that's like, I got to watch one show. It helps me, you know, just relax at night. He's like, he doesn't need it. He's like, I'm just going to go play the piano for a second and then come to bed, which is really, really cool. Anyway, but if you were to go into our bedroom, you'll notice that it is truly a sanctuary. We don't have a lot of clutter in there. We have completely emptied it of everything that did not spark joy. We have it actually looking like, it's inspired by, let me tell you, the Pacific Northwest. My husband is from Washington. And whenever I go there, I just fall in love with him all over again. And I just, I feel so peaceful when you're around these incredible trees, you know, pine trees, spruce, sequoia trees. You just feel like that grounding sensation, that peaceful sensation, like everything is good in the world, right? And so we wanted our bedroom to really feel like that and smell like that. So we have a diffuser next to our bed and we alternate what we blend depending on I guess the mood that we're in. So last night, for instance, I used Roman chamomile in the diffuser. I love it. I actually love it alone. I don't generally put anything with it. Occasionally, I'll put maybe one or two drops of lavender with a hint of wild orange, but generally straight Roman chamomile, it's good enough. And it does set kind of a more feminine, delicate tone that helps you just to, again, just settle into those covers and get that good restful sleep. Another blend that we are absolutely crazy about is Midnight Forest. And it is something that you can't get all the time, but I've stocked up on it. And one of the reasons why I love it, again, is it gives us that feeling of sleeping in the forest. It just has so many different tree oils in it. So you can replicate it by grabbing some of those tree oils. Maybe you have frankincense or cedarwood or cypress. You can definitely customize your own blends, have a little fun there. But using some tree oils at night and maybe some root oils like vetiver can be very, very intoxicating to the senses and put you in that mood for just settling in, right? Maybe with a warm candle right before bed with maybe a little light reading, right? It is time, friends, to really dedicate some yumminess and some richness to your night routines. And again, I can't tell you about night routines without bringing in lavender. Lavender and even in just straight lavender is beautiful. We also love the blend called Serenity at Night. This is probably our most often used blend at night. I have Serenity going in my children's rooms. Sometimes I put a drop on the bottom of their feet. Now, Serenity is a proprietary blend available through doTERRA. That's the oil brand that I love. You can go to calliewilson.com to learn more. But Serenity, I mean, it does what it says. It's bringing in that peaceful, serene energy and setting the tone for rest, guys. Oh my gosh, that's higher levels of self-care right there. If you want to feed your dreams, then feed your brain, feed your body. Bring in some, like my friend Des says, high quality tea. Take your supplements, take your vitamins, eat good food, and get plenty of rest. Ideally, they say the earlier you can go to bed, you can get to bed closer to 10 o'clock, the better. So let's work on that. Let's set the tone of your morning, of your day, and your night with oils. And man, you've got some million-dollar self-care right there, guys, that costs literally pennies to create. Hey, I just wanted to make sure that you knew too. I do coaching. So if you ever feel like I need a power session, I want someone to help me process through different emotions, I would love a custom essential oil blend that's just for me. Head on over to my website, book a consultation. I'd love to be able to help you and connect with you on a personal level. And don't forget, you know, we've got some really great, our team has been working really hard on some really great programs that I think you're going to love. If you love personal development, if you want to rock your home and your business and your marriage and just get your life back on track, come over to my website, check out some of the projects that we're releasing. We have the Life Relaunch Project. We have the Family Relaunch Project. We have that Holistic Parenting Summit coming up. Get over there and let's get you elevated. Let's get you the help that you need to really rock your life. And if you're new to essential oils, you have no idea where to start, come on over. I got you. Let's get you going. And I promise your life will never be the same. My whole intention in doing an essential oil business, in doing a coaching practice, is to help you find the skills and the tools and the knowledge so that you can profoundly change your life for the better. I'm here rooting for you. I'm attached to a whole community of people that are rooting for you as well. You're not alone on this journey that we call life. I want to see you. I'm going to hear from you. Be a part of this community and know, like, you are supported. And everything you need, literally, maybe just one click away, that can then lead to something else that's even greater, and something else that's even greater, something else that you've been praying for many, many years. So let's get soul-synced. Come join me on this incredible journey. And don't forget to shoot me a message on Instagram. I'd love to hear from you.